What's up, everybody? This is Zach, back with Justin. Justin, what's up?
What's happening?
So we've got some more Breach of the Weeks. I guess we talked about coffee. This week we've got food delivery service, Chowbus.
We got a little bit of a food theme going on here.
Which I love. I'm a huge foodie. I can,
I'm actually ready for lunch.
Yeah, me too. We'll do this later. All right, bye everybody. I gotta make a delivery or order some food through Chowbus. I don't know what Chowbus is. Do you know what Chowbus is?
I've not heard of it.
It's specifically based out of Chicago. Yep. And it also specifically for Asian food delivery, which if it was local, I would be all over Chowbus because I'm a big fan of Asian food. So
yeah, actually some of that sounded pretty good right now.
So this is another one of those services that, you know, every time I see these nowadays, I wonder, you know, would this have happened if the pandemic hadn't blown companies like this up? But like, this is a company I haven't heard of, and they just lost 800,000 customer records and 444,000 email addresses. So that's big. That's a huge, I mean, I know Chicago is like a big city, but I'm guessing, I don't know, if that's just Chicago, that's a pretty good deal. Like, you have your own software company that works for one city and then you've got almost 1 million people on it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's interesting. Like, one of the things I like about this, and for anybody that's been listening over the last couple of weeks, is like, it's just like ransomware all the time. I'm just like, yeah, it
ransomware it
happens all the time. So this one's a little bit different. That they're, instead of actually having files locked and restricted, it's like these were truly lost. So let me see. Files were in CSV format.
Just fantastic.
Yeah. Just make it super easy to download. Contained 4,300 critical business personal information entries in the restaurant file. And the users file has 803,350 entries. Both contain names and contact information.
Which in a lot of, I mean, like, you know, as far as data breaches go, because it says it didn't take the credit card information. It could be worse. It's probably more annoying than anything else. But what's concerning is the fact that like the files were in, you know, that's not a real database. It is literally just a worksheet basically that it's yanking from. I mean, it is a database. It's just, you know, there's no dimensionality to it that's offering any protection just through like obfuscation or, you know, like relationships. It's just a CSV file. It's just sitting there.
Yeah. I mean, this one, I mean, it's not good. Right. But I mean, it's pretty like benign compared to like what we've seen to date.
Either way, it's embarrassing. They have to send out messages to all their customers being like, hey, we lost your data.
Yeah. Basically just erodes consumer confidence. Right. You know, in the platform. And it sounds like, given the fact like we haven't heard of it before and it seems Chicago specific. I mean, we obviously haven't heard of it. We just said we haven't heard of it. So, but for people that are in the Chicago area who are looking for some delicious Asian food, I mean, and this is one avenue that they have eroded trust in.
The other really interesting thing is that it doesn't appear that the attack was designed to actually do anything with the data other than to basically slap Chowbus in the face. So this is, you know, potentially, you know, I don't know, insider or a competitor or just someone who's got a problem with it. But the way that it was revealed is customers started getting messages from random emails saying Chowbus data with the links where they could download the database, which is, you know, I mean, what other, like that's A, it's intentional. It means it's probably not just some like automated, you know, breach. This was someone who intentionally went there and then decided to share it as a, you know, process to, you know, maybe I don't know. Like I said, it could be a competitor who's just trying to like show that, hey, you're not good at what you're doing with customer data. It could be a pissed off ex-employee, which is probably, that's probably a very high probability is my guess is. It's one of those, I think we talked about it a while ago. Like, you know, the person leaves and you never dump their account. So, you know, they get fired and they're like, you know, I told these idiots to put their files into a more secure database and they never did. And they fired me and now I'm going to embarrass them.
Yeah. And there was, it looks like there's some speculation, total speculation at this point. No proof that says that, there's a suspicion that it was the work of a disgruntled employee or ex-employee, like someone that was kind of inside, which would make sense, right? Because if they have a database, you just export to a CSV file and then,
I mean, they literally could have just copied and pasted it. It sounds like there's probably nothing special about it.
We're kind of thinking about like, I mean, I kind of may mention this as like was some of like the more benign, kind of breaches that I've seen, but like, I mean, one of the things that I would do, you know, just kind of thinking about their situation and posture at the moment, it would basically be like, if I've got names, I've got email addresses, I know that they're existing customers. I mean, you could basically put all the emails into like basically SendGrid, have them log in, you know, say, hey, this is Childbus. We're aware of there was an issue. We're going to reset your password. Log in here and enter, you know, sensitive information and, you know, try to pilfer more information from the consumers that way. And then maybe like a secondary attack would actually be more fruitful than the first.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Well,
if I had nefarious intent.
Or you're a cyber defender trying to protect the system. There you go. There's an avenue you may want to look into to protect it. Cause it's one of those, I don't know, you like insider threats, something customer or clients of ours certainly have to think about. And I think it's hammered on, you know, cool, all your systems are in place, but if you don't have good, you know, sort of account security or credentialing that you're keeping track of, then you can, you can get around stuff pretty quickly. So, and it might also lead to this, like never piss off your IT department, right? They hold the keys to everything.
Yeah. You know, there's protections that an organization can put in place to kind of prevent some of this stuff from happening. But, you know, the folks that I've kind of talked with or that I've experienced working with is like some of the solutions that are in the market today are pricey relatively speaking. And so, you know, we just see a lot of organizations like willing to accept the risk when it comes to securing their IT administrators and IT administrator access. And, you know, they kind of approach it from the belief of saying, hey, like if we've hired this individual, like, you know, we should grant them enough trust to do the job that we need them to do. But, you know, that also extends to, you know, trusting them to the point where, you know, if they were disgruntled or, you know, whatever the case may be, they could do damage if they chose to. I mean, if you think about like the database administrator in any company, like they've got access to all of the data. I mean, they could do some serious, serious damage. And it's rare that I see organizations kind of taking steps to protect that. And there's solutions out there to basically limit, restrict, audit, control what those administrators are able to do.
But, yeah.
Well, it's just like, this is the risk of like, you know, trusted insiders, you know?
Well, if you want us to help you prevent insider threats or have us assess your system to see how vulnerable you are, www.newharborsecurity.com. Like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, email us pwned@newharborsecurity.com. Yep. Talk to you later, Justin.
See you, homie.